welcome to the Unveiled Christ to the World broadcast with Reverend Judith Ann Glass. For over 40 years, the prophetic ministry of Brother and Sister Glass have gone around the world bringing the living Word of God to multiply thousands of people. Get ready to receive a fresh message of faith and hope that will bring you into new dimensions of the love of God. You can be that overcomer God has called you to be as you behold Him, the Unveiled Christ, in all of His matchless glory. Listen now to the whole Word for the whole man to the whole world, ministered in the power and anointing of God's Holy Spirit.
You don't have any problem that a miracle from God can solve. And beloved, God is still in the miracle-working business. He is a miracle-working God. Well, praise the Lord. I'm glad that you're able to join me today as we continue on in a message I've entitled The Triumphs of Faith. And for a believer, for a Christian, faith is the most wonderful, precious gift that God has given us. That's how we begin our Christian walk. He is the author and finisher of our faith. And so, if it weren't for the precious Holy Spirit and the gift of faith that God gives to us, even when we come to Him unsaved for the very first time and saying, Lord, I come to You as a sinner, and I want Your salvation. I ask You into my heart, that we know that God does an amazing work. Just because our spirit has been opened, we've been prepared, the Holy Spirit knows how to woo each one of us. Some may have had a very dramatic experience early in life, and they walk with God for many years. Others perhaps have been out in the world, and it took much heartache and sorrow. And eventually, when all doors were closed, when you were as low as you could be, you finally turned to the Lord. Whatever it takes, beloved. The destination is the important thing, that we can end up in the arms of Jesus, and He will never turn anyone away. He's acquainted with our infirmities, He knows our weaknesses, and He loves us with an inexhaustible and unfailing love. We cannot, as human beings, understand the greatness and the compassion and the loving kindness of our Heavenly Father. It's hard to imagine that the God of the universe, who upholds everything by the word of His power, if it weren't for that, everything would just dissolve into nothingness, because that's how it all started. God spoke, and out of nothingness, by His word, the worlds were created, and the fullness of this world, all the things, the animals, the plants, everything that we see and enjoy. And so our God is an amazing God, but faith is our most prized and precious possession, and it comes from Him. This Christian walk starts in faith. Faith is what carries us through day by day, and faith will take us safely home until we take our last breath or until Jesus returns for His people, for His bride. And so, beloved, it's my heart's desire, and I sense the Lord is just encouraging all of us to know that that gift that God has given us, faith, is something that we need to cherish, meditate upon, and that faith will grow as we read the Word of God. Faith cometh by hearing, and hearing by the Word of God. And so as we look at examples such as we're going to be doing, looking at familiar passages found in Numbers, the 13th and 14th chapter, we're going to see that God has specific ways, specific things that we can do that will contribute to a very positive and triumphant faith. So as we consider the Word of God, if we believe that God has spoken, then we should believe all that He says. Isn't that right? And to do otherwise is actually to impugn the character of God. Many today say they believe the Bible is the Word of God, yet how few of its promises are believed. We may give mental assent, but that's not the same as heart belief, heart trust, knowing that no matter what it looks like, God is really going to make a way for you. Without faith, the scriptures tell us, it is impossible to please God. God is better pleased with faith than works. I will show you my faith by my works, says the Apostle James. And actually, in truth, faith is a work. In John, the 6th chapter, verses 28 through 29, the word tells us, then said they unto him, what shall we do? They were speaking to Jesus, that we might work the works of God. Jesus answered and said unto them, This is the work of God, that ye believe on him whom he hath sent. Believe on Jesus. This is the work of God, and all that Jesus is, all that he came to do. So, beloved, what I'm looking to do as we share our time together today and going for the next several days, we're going to look at seven actions of positive, courageous, triumphant faith. And as you stand right now, you are in your present moment, whatever environment or circumstances surround you. But beloved, your future is before you as an unknown land. We're going to be looking at Numbers 13 and 14, and that was a very critical time in the history of the Israelites. They've been brought out of Egypt with tremendous signs and wonders, and God promised he was going to bring them to a land called Canaan. It was a land flowing with milk and honey, everything that they could desire. There would be cities that they could possess. They wouldn't have to build vineyards and fruit and harvest that would be theirs for the enjoying and receiving. God had this all for them. And so he had many blessings planned for them, but he wanted them to respond in obedience. And so it's very interesting to see that in the beginning of chapter 13, verses 1 and 2, the Lord spake unto Moses, and he said, Send thou men, that they may search the land of Canaan, which I give unto the children of Israel. Of every tribe of their fathers shall you send a man, every one a ruler among them. So leaders were sent from every tribe. And so this wasn't just Moses' idea to send in the 12 spies to search out the land, which they did for 40 days, but it was the Lord's. And he had a purpose in that. He wanted them to see what was before them. And beloved, we can do that same thing by faith in our heart, in our mind's eye. We can grasp for our own personal lives the things that God has for us, the vision that God has placed, I believe, in every one of our hearts, the person we really want to be. And sometimes we get discouraged because there are habits, there's addictions, there's patterns of thinking, patterns of behavior that just seem to constantly cause us to stumble and draw us back from that vision of who God wants us to be. I believe God places that within the heart of every person, every child of his. And so you stand right now at the brink of your future, and the most important thing you have in facing that future is faith. I see a great parallel between where each of us in our lives right now and the children of Israel, as they were on the brink, on the precipice of coming into new environment, new experiences, and God told them to go forth. And so what we have to understand, that first act that we can take, triumphant, courageous faith, if you will, faith confirms the promise of God. In Numbers, the 13th chapter, verse 27, the spies returned, and they in verse 26, it says, they brought back word unto them, unto all the congregation, showed them the fruit of the land, and they told him and said, We came unto the land whither thou sentest us, and surely it floweth with milk and honey, and this is the fruit of it. And so they actually brought back a specimen, if you will, a huge amount of grapes that were very large and heavy to carry. And so this is just what God had said about it. That faith will confirm the promise of God. And those who prove God's word will find it faithful. Jesus said, Come unto me, all ye that labor and are heavy laden, and I will give you rest. If the sinner dares to believe God, God will make him a new creature. He will translate him out of the kingdom of darkness into the kingdom of light and God's dear Son. Beloved, there is a peace in believing and also rest. And if you haven't found these, you dare not say that you believe God. Otherwise, you'll make him out a liar. The submissive will and God's word can never differ. I'm going to say that again. A submitted will, a yielded heart, and God's word can never differ. They are always and altogether at one. They are in unity. And although our experience has not yet attained whatever we're desiring or what God has promised, faith must ever keep far ahead of experience. When Christ is believed, God is honored because the soul, being justified, justifies God. So we confirm the promise of God. And also, active faith exhibits the proof of God's faithfulness. In Numbers 13:26, it says, "They went and showed them the fruit of the land. They brought into the wilderness upon their return that which the wilderness could not produce." Remember, they had been in the desert. Every believer, beloved, ought to manifest to the world fruits that are contrary to the world that they're surrounded with. We should bear the precious fruit of the Spirit: love, joy, peace, gentleness, long-suffering, goodness, meekness, temperance, faith. Against such there is no law. And when we look to the New Testament, the early church, when the people saw the boldness of Peter and John, they acknowledged that they had been with Jesus. Every believer's life ought to be a witness to the truth of God's word. The grace of God can turn barrenness into marvelous fruitfulness. The precious fruit of the Spirit evidenced in our lives can make a fragrant garden of the Lord in the midst of the world's wilderness. That fruit of the Spirit, love, joy, peace, long-suffering, gentleness, goodness, faith, meekness, and temperance, beloved, this is what we need to show the world because they so lack it. God is concerned with not how much we do for Him, but how we do it, how we are. All right, beloved. Well, my time has flown away, and we will continue this on tomorrow's broadcast. I pray that you'll be able to join me at the same time. And also, as I always do, I invite you to write and share your prayer needs. The announcer will give our contact information. Thank you for joining me. Thank you for listening. I love you and pray for you every day. UCM Partners, thank you for your prayer support, your faithful financial gifts. And just know that, my radio family, I pray for you every day. And if the Holy Spirit's moving upon you to write, I urge you to do that because He has a reason, which you will discover as you obey Him. Until tomorrow, this is Sister Glass saying, may God's best forever be yours, is my prayer.
You're listening to the Unveiled Christ to the World broadcast. Thank you for joining us. You're invited to write Sister Glass at P.O. Box 577, Caldwell, Idaho. 83606 is the zip code. That's Post Office Box 577, Caldwell, Idaho. 83606 is the zip code. You're also invited to visit our website, unveiledchrist.org. You can learn more about Unveiled Christ there, as well as email Sister Glass. Again, that's unveiledchrist.org. And please remember as you write that your prayers for this ministry are greatly valued, and your tax-deductible gifts of support enable us to keep this radio program on the air. Thank you for joining us today. Until next time, God bless.